Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Diva Days of Our Lives. You can find us on our blog is on www.divaabdul, and we're also on Facebook at Diva Days, and you can follow Carrie's live tweets on Twitter at Diva Abdul. Okay, we have some exciting things to talk about with this week's show, with a groundbreaking wedding ceremony that they had this week. So we'll get to it, right? It's Anna is here tonight.
Hello.
Hello. And Carrie might be calling in a little later. She's, I think, at a hockey game. And so, Anna, what did you think of the show this week?
Well, I thought it, you know, I just finished watching the rest of the shows today, and I thought it was great. I thought it was just great.
Yeah. Like I said at the beginning, there's from what I understand, it was the first time that there was ever a male gay wedding ceremony.
Yeah.
In daytime.
In daytime?
Yeah. And Faze, I guess, is the first to do it.
Yeah, and who would have thought
that
we would be the ones to do it, right?
And they got it right. I think that subject and the way they did everything was, I just thought, just perfect.
It was all on point. It was one of the best daytime. I mean, one of the best daytime weddings I've seen, really.
I'm thinking it was. I think I tweeted and I think I said it was like one of daytime, if not days, of our lives' best weddings.
Yeah.
One of the best of all the weddings that they've had. Like, you know, you're going up there with, like, Beau and Hope and, you know, all those major weddings and stuff. But I thought this one, for an ensemble cast, I'm thinking they had just about everybody that was, you know, that's on the show was there somehow. They weren't at the wedding, you know, somehow involved.
It was really nice. It was. And it had humor, like you were saying before we got on. It had humor, and it had poignancy, and it incorporated history. And I didn't get to see – I watched that episode, the wedding episode, Thursday's episode, I watched online. And so I didn't get to – I didn't see who wrote it, but I'm betting it was probably a cool thing. But I could
I'm not sure either. I don't know if anybody else would know, but yeah, it was very well done. In fact, I'm thinking about the whole week. The wedding was Thursday, and that's about all I can think about is the wedding. That's the thing that stood out the most for me. It made you laugh. It made me cry, and I was actually crying. It was just
I know,
so good. And the one thing that
blew
me
away
was
seeing that tear come down Kate's cheek. Oh my gosh, ripped my eye out.
Yeah, and everybody had tears. I'm thinking even a lot of the guys had tears, you know.
Uh-huh.
But the best thing I thought really got me was Peggy McKay, Carolyn Brady.
Oh, that was such a great – that was so well written and so well delivered.
So well done. I mean, she was so worried at the beginning. We saw her with Kayla in the pub.
Yeah.
She was afraid because, you know, with her Alzheimer's, she said sometimes she couldn't even remember Will and Sonny's names. You know, and she was so afraid. So Kayla made the suggestion, why don't you write it down, and I'll put it in big print for you, and we'll go from there. So I guess when it came time for the ceremony, she went up there, and when she started the speech, it was like, what's she talking about? You know, they kind of were like.
Everyone's cringing. They're like, oh, no, she's off she doesn't remember what it was yet.
She says, oh, when we had the fish, you know, because the Brady Pub used to be a fish store, you know, the Brady Fish Store or whatever. She said, Robert and James, they owned this little shop across the street, and they came in for coffee, and poured the coffee, and you're like, where is she going with this? Until you finally mm-hmm. realized mm-hmm. that this was a gay couple that could not come out at that time. And,
right.
And Robert and they would pour each other's coffee, and they would talk. And one day, James came in with his family, but Robert came in separately, and, you know, they didn't even talk to each other. And he or she finally figured out, oh, they're gay, and they can't let James's family know. And so, which alluded to the fact that now, then she said about Will and Sonny, but I'm so glad now that Will and Sonny, we witnessed,
yeah.
you know, and they don't have to be afraid to tell their families, and
right.
we can actually have a family like this. So, and I think that was sending a big message too to everybody.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. So
yeah.
I that was well done.
Yes,
that
was great. Peggy
those.
Did a superb job. She just knocked
yeah.
it out of the park.
And she didn't forget anything. You know.
And
you
I loved how everybody in the audience is looking like, oh, you can see the pain on their faces. Like, oh, isn't this painful seeing mom, grandma, great grandma, you know, whoever, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
they didn't know what to do, and Sammy almost went up to get her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was almost, she was like almost ready to go kind of like rescue her until
yeah.
they realized what was going
yeah.
on. Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of Sammy, wardrobe was great. And then Sammy looked beautiful. Kate looked beautiful. Oh,
there
my gosh. I love Peggy McKay's. Everybody
I don't think there was
great.
A bad dress there. Do you?
No.
I love
Teresa,
Adrian.
Even, you know, Teresa looked good. Yeah, they all looked great.
Oh, I loved Adrian's
purple
dress.
Sharp. It's like, you know, it kind of reminded
me
of the heyday
good,
of
yeah.
the golden era of daytime when they could dress up. And, you know, Abigail looked beautiful. They all, I mean, everybody
I loved
Abby's
great. Hair, yeah. the way she did her hair.
Yes,
yeah.
I loved her hair, too, and her lips.
Jennifer's dress
her love.
Was even nice.
Yes.
I thought
yes.
Jennifer's
I mean,
dress
really,
was very nice.
Really, it
yeah.
was it was the best.
We don't have Rose here tonight to give the fashion statement, so I'm sure she
oh,
had,
yeah, darn
would
it.
Have her opinions. But
I wish she had texted me that.
yeah.
We could talk about Kate. We could talk about Nicole's super short skirt or dress. I mean, that was a little uncomfortable at times for me. But
it was not that black. Was,
I kept
oh, okay.
wanting to pull it down. I kept wanting her to pull it down.
Was that black and white? Yeah. Well, no. Funny.
Yeah.
It was funny.
I mean,
Nicole
could,
and Daniel
I mean,
didn't go to the wedding.
Carry it off. Yeah, she could carry
oh,
it off,
gosh,
but
yeah.
still,
yeah, she
she's got
good
gorgeous
it, but...
legs, but still, it was mm-hmm. like, I kept wanting her to pull it down below her butt a little bit more.
yeah. Well, it was funny, her and Daniel didn't go to the wedding because I guess they both had to work, so that's
yeah.
kind of odd.
But
like,
then
they
ended up going around and running over to Jim's to get a box of toys for
yeah,
Parker
yeah.
and screwing
yeah.
around doing stuff, and they were all looking like they were having fun, and they went out to eat, and they were just doing all this other
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I'm thinking, are we with wrong couples here? We gotta think we
yeah.
gotta get those two together. I think that's what they're. Yeah. I keep wondering, is that where they're going with this?
Yeah.
You know,
well,
because
you know
Eric
you,
does her
you
out.
Did you see the rumors on Twitter and all this stuff about those two?
Oh yeah. Well, now that
yeah.
she's
you know, that's been out
divorced
for a while.
From
yeah.
Kyle Loder. Yeah, that's been
they
out.
Both gotten divorced in the last year. You know, in the last
yeah.
little while.
And they're.
Yeah, it's pretty
whether
obvious
they were together
what's going
before
on.
The divorce or not, but whatever.
Oh,
know.
I'm sure they were.
I'm sure they were. This
yeah.
is like, you know,
right.
okay. Yeah, that's I
mean,
had heard that too before.
She just got divorced, and you can tell
uh-huh.
that. I mean, you know, there's mm-hmm. there's something going on there. Yeah.
There's. Something
I mean, I don't know that for 100% sure. I'm just saying it's pretty obvious. I would say
mm-hmm.
on the screen. And anyway, but yeah, and I mean,
back
I have to admit,
wedding.
I like Daniel and Nicole together. I mean, this time around,
yeah,
I
do too.
I couldn't stand them the first time; they were just skeevy. Mm-hmm. But I actually like them this time because maybe it's because of their off-screen relationship. I don't know.
Could be, but you know what I like about Daniel? Believed in her when
yeah, exactly.
nobody else did. When Brady didn't,
right.
when Eric didn't.
Exactly.
Right. And he stood
yeah.
by her. And
they kind of, they
yeah.
have an ease of friendship. They have a good friendship, and they
mm-hmm.
it's like the walls are kind of down with both of them when they're together, you know. I don't know. I just really, I mean,
mm-hmm.
I do like that part of it. But yeah, and then you have crazy Liam running all over town trying to set things up to get Dannifer to implode, which I'm all for,
oh, yeah.
but, you know.
Yeah.
He's running all over the place trying to do stuff, trying to
Liam.
Set up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it backfired on him with the checkbook. So, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, and let's see. We've got Heather and Jen and Sarah, our magic correspondent, has suddenly appeared the week that there's a lot of magic on screen. I wonder how that happened.
Oh, yeah. There's Sarah. Okay, I see her now. Yeah.
Sarah should call in and talk about the magic scene.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
Victor.
Anyway.
Getting back to Victor, talking about Victor,
yeah.
The part where he came over with the guy from Titan or one of his board
yeah,
members, or I don't
yeah.
know who it was, came over.
Yeah.
And, of
yeah.
course, he's saying, you're having the wedding here. Well, it's a gay couple, right? You know how our stockholders and, you know.
Yeah.
And Victor kind of read him the Riot Act and said, well,
mm-hmm.
is that our board members or whatever opinions, or is that your opinion? I don't even know what the guy's name was. And so he
mm-hmm.
says, well, you know how they are with all their family values? And the guy says, yeah, family values my ass.
Yeah.
I said,
well,
yeah.
Then the guy
he talked
is,
about,
his,
it's
his,
like being
his
hypocritical,
fourth wife
you know.
Is, his fourth wife is named Courtney, so, yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said,
so.
Yeah, about, you know, all your divorces. Like, you know, how many divorces have you had? You know, this is what it is. It's like, you know, being such a hypocrite, it's okay to be straight.
Right,
these
right.
people that are straight, but you can't keep a marriage. But then there's a lot
mm-hmm.
of gay people that have been together for
mm-hmm.
40 and 50 years. So it's like,
yeah.
you know, give it
exactly.
to him, Victor.
Yeah, Victor did a good job there. And it was
yeah.
cute how Maggie was all excited. How
oh,
all
she
happy
was listening.
About it.
Yeah. So that was funny. Now, what else about the wedding? Everybody looked good, so I don't think there was a bad dress.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
everybody looked
about
great.
Their dresses, and
oh,
they
my gosh.
Terrible,
and Lucas,
nobody
Lucas looked amazing. So did, Wally Kurth.
Wally Kurth, oh, Dimples.
Justin looked
Dimples.
Great.
Yeah.
Lucas looked great. You know what? The only thing that I was upset about is I thought he should have brought Cheryl. Lucas should have brought Cheryl to the wedding. That bummed me out. I mean, I know they said that.
That's another thing. She's leaving.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, she's leaving
mm-hmm.
now on the mm-hmm. show. But it's like, gosh, I wish they would keep Cheryl and I'm sorry, no offense, but punt Jordan. I mean, because Cheryl's just, I like her so much. I like Jade's, the way she plays her, and I love her with Lucas. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
I think we need to have like a some fan response there to bring Jade Harlow back because she's so cute with Lucas, and
mm-hmm.
just really, I think they could have
really
expanded
that. I really thought this was
going to
be somebody for Lucas. You know,
I thought finally they found somebody
for him.
They're still airing. I mean, her episodes are still airing, so there's going to be a story still. But it's just a shame she's already leaving, though, because, I mean, she made a positive impression on me day one. I just really liked her from day one. And Jordan, I still haven't gotten, still not into
oh,
that
yeah.
whole character.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, George cleaned up pretty well. She finally took off her
yeah,
glasses
she finally
and got her
showed
sparkly
up with,
dress on.
Without her glasses and her fancy dress, yeah.
Yeah, everybody had the sparkling
dress on. And there was Nick,
on, sure.
And there was Nick and Gabby. Gabby's falling for Nick again, and he's playing
this was Nick after the wedding, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they were going at it again, so, yep,
uh-huh.
she finally... Mm-hmm. And, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but Sammy was at the door. That's how it ended
Friday.
I guess Sammy has a key. You know,
that's right.
Why would they give Sammy a key to their apartment?
Probably because
Will
of the
Buddy
baby.
And,
you know, probably
I guess,
in case there was an emergency.
I guess, but, yeah. So, I don't know.
So
oh, we had
to walk in on Nick and Gabby on the couch.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
Yeah. I guess.
I like Sammy's hair dark like that too. It's really pretty. I like her. I like
you like
shade
it dark?
Yeah.
And she's such a pretty blonde though. It's
yeah.
different, I guess.
I mean,
I think it makes her look
ways.
Older,
I think
maybe.
It's nice that she mixed it up a little bit. I like it.
Yeah. Mhm. It's different. Yeah. And, she looked good in the gown that she had on, or the dress that had on for the wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And Hope did.
What did you think of those jammy scenes earlier in the week?
I was thinking of the one at the very end on Friday. I was going to insist on that was cute, where they came home and they're talking, and she's a little down about Will's wedding, and he's asking her, like, what's wrong? You don't sound so excited. And I guess she's a little jealous because, you know, that was such a perfect wedding, and how were they going to top that? And so he's teasing her, and he's saying about, well, I guess we can't have more. I guess you don't want your mother to marry us, officiate. And she said, oh, no. Which is another, we'll have to talk about that, too, about EJ and the whole, that was funny how he got Arlene. And so they're talking, and he said, well, no, we can just have my father. And she said, no, Stefano's not even going to be at the wedding. Of course, he's telling her, oh, well, he has to be at the wedding. And how can I convince you? And he turns on his old EJ charm, you know, and he's trying to, like, get her, and she's, and no, you can send them to Europe, or please send them away. And so they're talking, and he says, what can I do? Can I get you a horse-drawn carriage, release doves, get Paul McCartney or Beyonce?
Oh, that's funny.
So, yeah, and she said, it was cute, and she said, no, I want to have the wedding here at the DeMira Mansion. And it was funny. He goes, what? Here? You hate this place.
Like, you hate this place.
You hate this place. You call, you know, she always is calling it the dungeon or whatever. She says, but there's just one place I like. And he said, the garden. And she said, oh, how do you know? And he says, I see you walking out there every morning. She says, oh, I didn't think you noticed. And he said, oh, I notice everything you do. And it's like, oh, gosh. Yeah. And all. So, kind of, you know that their bubble's going to be burst when.
Yeah.
And there was somebody watching them? Was there somebody watching them?
And it wasn't
Nick.
And
it wasn't Nick. Yeah, because Nick
that's
was with
weird.
Gabby. Yeah, so I said, aha. Now who is this?
Who's
you know,
the mystery is person that's wandering around town?
Yeah, so I don't know. So that was and I don't know, what happened at the beginning of the week? Refresh my, I'm all in, like, wedding mode with
gosh,
the jammy.
I'm trying to think. Well,
were they in bed?
I mean,
they probably were in bed. I don't know. Was it Gabby? Was it Abby stuff? I know they ran into Abby at the wedding, and Abby was very uncomfortable.
That was awkward
with them.
Yeah.
But all their scenes are always cute, you know. And it ends up them going to bed or something.
Well, there was quite a bit of Teresa and Brady, more than I would like to see. But they were in bed rolling around a lot this week and having fun, being, you know, back on drinking and all that stuff, being off the wagon. And, you know, it's like that Misery Loves Company thing, you know, where they're both on a downward spiral, but they're taking each other down with them.
Oh, yes, they are, yeah. Yeah. And they were in, did you see when they were in bed and she's deleting all his contacts and he was looking at hers and deleting all her contacts, you know, off the phone? I guess they're supposed to be an item now. I don't know. I guess it's out. You know, Did you see where Roman caught them going at it in the bedroom? Yeah.
Yeah.
He's trying, warning Teresa. And he's warning Brady. And then John walks in, and, you know, they're when John and Roman get together in a room, you can just feel that coldness in the room, you know, between them. And he's more or less was getting on John about, you know, paying more attention to your son.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Marlena kind of was bitchy to John, too. There. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. She basically kicked him to the curb and told him if he wanted to find out about the wedding, he could talk to somebody else.
Yeah. But he kind of deserves it, though, too.
Yeah. And then Nicole's being all insecure because Marlena's finally come around, and she's like, well, are you bringing Nicole to the wedding and, you know, to Eric and stuff? And she's like, well, and I'd like to have dinner a couple times a week with you, and, of course, Nicole can come along, you know, join us and everything. And then Nicole's thinking that Marlena's trying to sabotage him. You know, because she's
But Eric is supposed to get another job other than at the hospital.
Uh-huh.
That's what he was talking about to Marlena.
She was really talking on the phone with, well, I'll support whatever you decide. I just want the best for you. And Nicole thinks she's talking about whether he's going to dump her or not. And she was really talking about a new job offer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So So she jumped down Marlena's chain and was like, okay. And then I guess, I didn't see this because I missed some elastic, but I guess Eric told Daniel that he was going to have a problem marrying Nicole because she's been married a couple times and didn't get annulment.
Right.
So
and they weren't
he wants
all,
to marry
right.
the church.
So, right. And he can't get married
so,
in the church because
so
she's
been
married.
So he hasn't told Nicole that yet, but Daniel knows. So when they're out and about, you know, she's going on and about the wedding, her wedding, future wedding to Eric, and Daniel's just kind of being quiet and like really doesn't know what to say. And then, you know, I think the beans start getting spilled on Friday, was it? Or Thursday or Friday, the episode, I can't remember. Which.
I think Thursday, Nicole.
Thursday.
Knew something was going on from the way Daniel was being. And
right.
She confronted Eric about it, and then they talked about it, and Eric finally came out and told her. You know,
uh-huh.
And she doesn't understand, you know, let's, you know, mm-hmm. oh, just this of the peace or whatever. So, and then she went and talked
mm-hmm.
to, and then Daniel, and then she went back and talked to Daniel. So, yeah, I don't know. Who knows if that wedding will ever happen with,
mm-hmm.
with
okay.
Eric and, yeah, Eric and Nicole. So.
Yeah.
And then what?
So,
and then
so there was lots of.
But,
sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying we were going back to Liam, where they
yeah.
he was at the house. Well, I guess Teresa gave him a key, right? That's how he got in. And oh, he planted a bug so he can hear them.
Mm-hmm.
So he can hear everything's being said. So he's trying to make trouble between Daniel and Jennifer. So there's this whole thing about Jennifer doesn't know how to balance her checkbook or something. She
yeah,
doesn't want Daniel to.
Yeah, the silly thing that came up.
Yeah. So then they get the checkbook, and here they're he's taking toys, and they must have gotten in the checkbook, and then Jennifer found it. And so they did have a little bit of fight, and Liam thought he was going to go in and, like, be the, oh, Jennifer's going to need some comforting. So he goes in her office. Well, she kind of just blew him off
uh-huh.
and went back to Daniel and apologized. And he went ballistic then. Did you see him in his room? He's throwing
uh-huh.
things around.
Yeah, because they were screwing on
like
the couch, and he could hear them making up.
Right.
And
so I don't know where
yeah, so.
Where that's going to go. So, yeah. What did you – how did you like? It was so nice that Will and Sonny had Lucas and their father's talk.
I know. That was
and
a
then
cute
Adrian
scene
and Sammy
with,
were kind of jealous, you know,
that
they didn't get to talk.
That was a cute scene when when the dads met out at the town square, and Lucas
yes.
wanted to see what Justin was going to say. So Justin
uh-huh.
gets up and he grabs his notepad while he's walking over to get coffee or something, and then Lucas picks it up and it says, "I told you, you're going to have to wait." Is what it said on the pad. And then he looks over and Justin caught him.
Yeah, yeah. And Justin's was the key. They were both nice speeches, you know. Justin was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Lucas kind of made it funny, you know, about the whole
mm-hmm.
him and Sammy. You know, how did Will ever turn out so, you know, with her crazy? He always says, just
mm-hmm.
do what the opposite of what we would do. Oh, he always
mm-hmm.
tells, well, that's just the opposite of
mm-hmm.
what your mother and I would do. No. But did you want to, there was some good Kate scenes, too. Did you want to talk about
well,
Kate?
Let's see. Well, the main one that got to me was at the end when, you know, because I was kind of upset that Will and Kate hadn't had a conversation at all at the wedding, and it kind of
right.
paid off.
Kind
it
of
was so nice at
that.
The end. He took her out in the garden, out in the back or whatever, and she's like, yeah, I've seen these gardenias before or whatever. Or they made some comment, and he said, I didn't bring you out here to look at the shrubs. I wanted to talk with you. He basically, you know, just said, you know, he was trying to make her feel better about Marlena being chosen to be the to officiate the wedding. And then she's like, it's okay. It's okay. I understand, you know. And then he was, like, telling her, like, some of the things that he learned from her. She says, I'm glad she's a psychiatrist, and I'm glad she was there for you when you were trying to figure all this out. And you know, I'm glad you could talk to her and, you know, and that she was there for you. And she says, I'm glad that was the case. And he says, yeah, but she's a lousy poker player or something. And then they kind of reference back to Kate must have taught him how to play poker and, you know,
mm-hmm.
count cards and stuff. And they were joking about that and all. And I just thought it was great that they brought their history, because I think so many times their history gets overshadowed with Marlena and Will, and I was glad that they gave Kate and Will those scenes to be able to really show that their history goes back just as long, and Kate's always fought for him and been there for him and stuff. So I just, it was really poignant. It was really nice. And then they hugged, you know, I think she cried a little bit, and then they hugged at the end. It was like, ah. It was really sweet. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I got to say, I need to tweet, because I just saw it today, but I need to tweet about it, because I know some people are really hard on the guy who's playing the new Will, but I thought that was those were great scenes, and I thought he did a great job in this whole, I mean, I just really
see
him,
you know, fine.
Growing
yeah,
in that
I think
role.
He's not
you know?
Bad. He's not
I mean,
bad.
I guess what I do is I just don't go back and compare. I just don't even, I try not to even think.
You got to try to forget about
Chandler
now. He's gone.
You know, even though it's hard when they reference things like, you know, when they were talking about how when he was going through all that with EJ and all, and I thought, well, and when your mind goes back to those scenes years ago, you know, it was Chandler playing him, you know, so it was like, mm-hmm. I mean, Chandler was super talented, and I do miss him, but I just think this kid's come in, and, I mean, he's done a great job. That would have been a huge challenge as an actor, as a young actor, to come in, not only take over for a popular character.
Fairly well.
Popular actor, huh?
He's what? Pulling it off fairly well, yeah. He's not bad.
So
I mean,
I thought he did great. I thought he did a great job. So anyway,
he's doing good. Yeah, we missed Chandler because he made that role. But this guy's kind of making you forget. I mean, he's not bad.
Yeah,
it's not
I really don't think
yeah, you know,
yeah.
These recasts that have been really bad, like for Belle. You know, when we've had these different recasts that were really bad, we didn't get anything like that. This kid is like, he's good. You know, mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that would be a huge challenge to have to walk in right away
yeah.
In the first scenes they were in bed together, you know, and all that. So it's like he really, you know, he really, you know, came in and, you know, has mm-hmm. really tried to own it, you know.
Mm-hmm. And there's another, the little bit of snarkiness between Kate and Marlena when Kate was asking her about, you know, because
mm-hmm.
Marlena was having to
officiate. She called her Reverend.
Yeah. Well,
okay,
you know, Marlena was just dying because, you know, she couldn't get the certification that she needed. So she went, isn't it funny how when the Bradys or the Hortons really want something and want something done and taken care of, who do they go to?
Mm-hmm.
They go to EJ and the Damaras when
mm-hmm.
they want something.
Oh, yeah.
They'll put
Marlena
them down.
Was thrilled
yeah.
beyond thrilled that EJ was going to pull some strings. Yeah.
Well, yeah, they
uh-huh.
want them to pull strings when it's going to benefit them and do something maybe a little
uh-huh.
under. She didn't even ask what EJ was going to do. Like, EJ could have done something underhand, anything to get that certificate to get Will married. Doesn't matter whether he broke the law or not. You know, that's fine if it's for their agenda. But it's for something else, so the Demirers are no good. So that's a little bit of more, you know, hypocrisy that always comes about. But that was funny when EJ... So he finally couldn't get through to, you know, this kind of new age guy is kind of what it was. So he flew
mm-hmm.
to wherever this was, Chicago, I guess. And he comes into this guy, and it's like, I swear we went back to the 60s. I mean, woohoo, you know. This guy with the long hair and, you know, channeling all this stuff. And he just couldn't understand why, you know, Marlena did everything. Why aren't you giving her certificate? Here it wasn't because of Marlena. It was because who Marlena was related to. This guy used to date Sammy. I guess he went out on a date with Sammy. He's telling EJ this. And, you know, James Scott's expressions are priceless, you know. And so he's talking to this guy, and he says, she was such a beautiful girl until she opened her mouth. And I thought I was about losing. And EJ was like, yeah, yeah. And he's like, he's agreeing with him, you know. And he said, well, then I guess he kind of, convinced him to hand it over because he really says, well, you know, and I guess this guy kindly, you know, he got so hurt by Sammy that he took up this whole enlightenment stuff, and he says, well, actually, you owe Sammy a bit of gratitude, don't you? So then that's how he convinced him to turn over the certificate. I thought that was kind of, I whoever wrote that, that was kind of different, you know, kind of odd. You know, I'm not sorry. Is that just made up? Is that really true that you can do these marriage ceremonies online and get a certificate? I guess.
I think you can, but I was afraid that EJ really wasn't able to pull the strings when they're not really married. I was kind of worried about that.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. That's what I kept back in my mind. Are they really married? Is this, because that really seemed a little far fetched there. So maybe they aren't married. So that might come back to haunt them when it all comes, you know. Comes down to it. So, well, we have a caller. Let me bring on a caller.
Sure.
Do you have anything else before we bring on? No.
Okay. Yeah. Keep talking.
No, it might be. I'm not sure who it might be. Angela. Sure.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this Angela?
Hi.
No.
No? Okay.
Sarah.
Ah, Sarah. Okay.
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. Yay.
Okay.
Long time.
I know. I told her in the chat room the magic correspondent needs to come on and talk.
Okay. There you go. So you liked magic this week?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I didn't see the whole week, but the catch up, but I saw part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see how Maggie rewarded Victor for being so kind about Will?
Yes, I saw that.
Didn't figure you missed that part.
No, and I saw part of the wedding too. So,
oh, good.
With me, my television channel, they switched days from daytime to like 1 o'clock in the morning their time, which is 12 o'clock my time. So I have to wait the next. Yeah, so I have to wait another day usually.
That's right, I heard
I'm always a little behind on days now.
Mm-hmm. I am too. I'm about a day behind because they're on at the same time here. So I, you know.
Oh, General Hospital and, yeah.
And,
I have
General Hospital and days. So I tape one and a lot of times I watch days.
I'm trying to catch up on all of them. I watched all of days for the week today because I hadn't watched
with,
it during the week, and then
and with with Teo being
I'm
back,
still
now,
way behind on General Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one show that I've ever caught up on.
Is which one?
Dallas.
I was going to ask you if you were watching Dallas. I figured you were.
Oh, Dallas. That's still that's on too.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
I'm
even doing recaps for it. So.
Oh, cool.
I'm using my blog for something.
Well, good. Mm-hmm. I need to go back to the very beginning because I missed a lot of the first season reboot, and now I'm, like, way behind. So then I was so sad when Larry Hagman passed away last year because I've loved him all these years. But is it good this year? Do you like it this year?
Oh, so good.
Oh, good. Good. So they're doing
– Some people don't like it, but, you know, there's always those people when it comes to our kind of shows.
Yeah.
They complain the whole time, yet they're still watching it. And I'm all like, oh, okay.
Like we do a day sometimes, you know, with our soaps. It's just that we just like to complain.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah.
But it's like constant.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'll complain about this section, but I'm going to be nice about this section. It's just a constant negative central.
Yeah, I did watch the first. Yeah, I did watch it when it first came on. I watched that first season, and then I kind of got away from it.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Now, did they put Sue Ellen with Gary Ewing, or what did they do?
That was just her trying to get him on their side. And
oh, good. I really didn't want them together.
Oh no. He was only on for a couple episodes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Looks like we have
Gary. I like the original Gary that was on. I never liked. They had a different Gary playing a different actor playing Gary the first season of Dallas before they did Knots Landing, and I liked him. And I never. I hate to say it, even though I watched Knots Landing for a lot of years, I never did like Ted Shackelford. I just never felt like he
didn't
fit
seem
that
like
role.
A Ewing. You know,
yeah,
he didn't
just
seem
didn't
like
it. He didn't look like the rest of the family at all. I don't know. There was just nothing about him that I felt. I mean, he. I guess he went well with, Val, Joan Van Ark. But I just never thought. I've never been a fan of his, so I don't know. But anyway, so when I saw that he was going to have scenes with Linda Gray, I was like, oh no, I hope they don't put them together romantically.
No, they didn't do that.
Good, good.
Anyway, when it came down to it, she was always just interested. Well, she was interested in other people, but it came down to JR and her, and it's just too bad they weren't able to do more with that this time around.
I know. And they had cut scenes last year and the year before. I wish they would put those on the DVD or something.
Oh, yeah. They keep on bringing up the barbecue in the first season and how they had it cut.
Yeah.
And it didn't end up on either of the DVDs. Too bad.
Aww.
That would be so good to have.
Yeah.
We got Carrie on now, too. I think she made it.
Hi.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hey, Carrie.
Sorry. I have nothing to add about Dallas or Knott's Landing. Sorry.
Do you have anything to say about the wedding? Did you watch that? We were saying how great it was. One of the best.
Oh, yeah, I kind of wish the reception was a little longer. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I guess there's not a bouquet to toss or anything or a garter.
Yeah,
or
they did cut the cake.
Yeah, they did the cake.
A nice cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just seemed like it was really short. But you know, that's my only complaint about it. No, it was really nice. I enjoyed it. And it was nice to have a real wedding for a change, not a fake one. You know, no one came bursting in with a, you know, to ruin the wedding.
A motorcycle.
Yes.
Knocking down walls or anything.
Yeah, well done.
It was all done all the way around. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking about how everybody looked good. All the dresses were good.
Yeah,
you liked everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I thought Cheryl should have been a part of the wedding. It just Lucas's date, you know, instead of, you know,
right.
Jordan was there of all people.
Oh, she'd been there.
Yeah, Jordan and Rafe, yeah.
Yeah, but Lucas can't bring his girlfriend, and he's the father of the groom. That didn't make any sense to me. That was about it. So. Oh, yeah, we had to talk. Did you guys talk about how Cheryl's leaving the show, like, really quick?
Yeah, we did. We did mention that about Cheryl about being at the wedding and also about her leaving the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a bummer.
Yeah, we said they finally found somebody for Lucas. You know, just when we thought we found someone for Lucas, you know. I don't know.
Wow, Sharon's hopping.
Yeah. There's a lot. Somebody just hoochie-licious. Oh, that's you.
Yeah, it's me.
Okay, I should have known. Oh, it's hoochie-licious just signed in.
Yeah, who is that girl?
Yeah, who is that? Who is that? Oh, well, we got a couple more callers. Can we take some callers? Uh-huh. Two more. I don't know who they are, but it's 501.
Who's the only one I called in? He was talking about Dallas.
Hello.
That was Sarah. Hello.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Yes.
Hi. This
You're
is
on.
Kenneth.
Oh, Kenneth who?
This is Kenneth.
Kenneth. Hi, Kenneth.
Hey, baby. How are you?
Yeah, good. How are you?
There's our Kenneth.
Yeah.
That's it.
Long time no hear.
Yes. Yeah. I have to give my apologies to the queens, honey.
Okay.
How are you guys doing?
Good. We missed you.
I missed you guys too. It's been crazy here in Arkansas and Little Rock. I finally catched up on all my day stuff. Days of my life stuff yesterday. I had about 2 weeks of days episodes that I had to watch, so trying to catch up on some things. And I must admit, this time the writers know they absolutely know that we hate Jennifer. They know. and they're using Teresa to let us know, because it was something that Teresa said last week. She said, I don't have to do anything that people already know or something like that. You're a bitch. You know, they obviously know that we hate her. And you know what? From that moment on, I kind of like started to like Teresa a little bit, simply because she has left. She finally got her own business going on with Brady, regardless if it's a wreck or not. You know, she's not bothering Jennifer, and yet Jennifer seems to think that only one person hates her. And so I just and now Liam, Lord, he's a nutcase. I just, how many more crazy? Okay, well, I know we have at least four, because we have Krista coming back, and we got Teresa, we got Liam, now we have Nick. So I just, you know, it's a good time for villains on the show. I will say that. let's see here. How'd y'all like that Abe and Maxine? Wasn't that just wonderful?
Oh, Abe and Maxine, yeah. We didn't
yeah,
talk
at
about
the end of the
yeah.
party. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Absolutely just great. Mm-hmm. And let's see here. My theory of Jordan's brother totally got shot to high heaven. Like they're trying to, I guess, push him towards Abigail or something like that. So that'll actually be interesting to see. Let's see. Anything else can I remember? Oh. EJ and Sammy's nonsense. I like them, but there's a double standard. You know what I'm saying? Because if anything has to do with Sammy and her family and getting stuff done, his motives are never questioned. But when it comes down to the Demira side, they can't be trusted. What's up with that? Hello?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand what you meant.
I was just saying, you know, anytime it comes down to Sammy, when Sammy wants EJ to do something for her, his motives are never questioned. But
right.
However, when it's not about Sammy or her and her family, the Demiras can't be trusted. So I mean, so what is it? Do you love him or do you not love him? I mean, what is it? It's kind of like that. I hate to love you and I love you, but I hate to love you relationship with that. So. I'm kind of confused with this Aiden thing. I happen to like the actor. I just I don't know if they're gonna put him with Hope or they're gonna put him with Kayla. I just don't know. But they need to move a little bit faster. Does anybody have any clue? What is Jordan's secret anyway? Do we even have a hint?
Well, I'm guessing because it affects her and her brother. It must be some family secret or something.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's what I think. I think she's covering up for something Ben did or something. I have a feeling she might be completely 100% innocent, and this is kind of like a stupid mystery. I think he did something, and she covered it up, and they're supposed, you know, to keep the secret, they should be separate. And he followed her, so that's why she got mad and wanted to leave town. That's my opinion. But, yeah. well, like I said a few weeks ago, I thought maybe she was like a Kate Austin from Lost. Maybe she killed an abusive father or a stepfather or something, and she's on the run, or, you know what I mean? Like, she did something justifiable, I guess you could say. But that's just my opinion. I haven't seen any spoilers, though, at all. And it's like, good grief, she's not there August. They should have some clue, right, what she did.
It's just so slow. I mean, it's just so slow. I don't think we know anything more about her than we did when she first came on the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of frustrating. So.
Yeah, I mean, I like Cheryl, you know, right off the bat, and she has no secret, you know, she's hiding or anything like that, and they got rid of her real quick before she aired. Jade Harlow was already gone from the show. But, you know, we've had Jordan now since August, and it's just horrible. It is just absolutely freaking horrible. It's just, I mean, you know, I think she drags Rafe down, and Rafe needs to be picked up, in my opinion. I think Alison Sweeney kind of braves. Like, Kate definitely picked up Rafe, and Jordan just drags him down.
Drags him down big time. Ugh.
Yeah. So, but they seem so cute together on Twitter. They look real cute just posing for pictures. You see chemistry there, but then you watch them on screen, and it's like, well, where the hell did the chemistry go? You know, I'm so over Jordan. I'm just over it.
I have another caller I'm just going to put on. 703 is on. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, hi, Jamie.
Oh, Jamie. Hey, okay, Jamie. Hi, Jamie. I just wanted to let you know.
Hi.
Okay. Hi.
Well, I liked at the wedding that JJ was playing his guitar during the dance.
Oh, yeah. We finally got to hear JJ play guitar. Yeah.
Yeah. I thought we might have had Wally Chris sing or something, but oh, well.
Yeah, they could have had some singing. They had their first dance, and they cut the cake, fed the cake.
Yeah.
No bouquet, though. Yeah.
Oh, and you're talking about Jordan, right?
Yeah, they were talking about Jordan.
Yeah, I don't really care about her secret anymore because they've dragged it out for so long.
Is there anybody that cares about Jordan?
I know there's some Jordan Ray fans, but...
Have you seen anywhere? Anybody seen anywhere? Like online or Twitter or anywhere? Jordan
I've
fans? Jordan and Ray
are,
fans?
She just has a few
yeah,
fans.
Yeah, some online.
Does she? Oh.
Yeah, I just don't care about her backstory just because of dragging it out so long.
Yeah.
Like most of the characters
she and Rafe just have no chemistry.
Yeah.
But that's
me
just so weird.
There's no chemistry, and they've dragged her backstory out for so long now.
I think they still create her backstory, to be honest with you. To be honest.
I'm just making it up as they go along.
Trying to figure out what it is.
What it is.
Oh, that's all that I can really think of. I mean, because...
They're just making it up as they go along.
Yeah, I think they don't know what it is.
That's
they don't know
what
her backstory is. They're just making it up as they go along.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's lazy writing, I guess, but...
I'm just guessing. I really don't know. I mean, because it's what on earth could it be? I mean, it's if a brother or she or whoever.
Well, we said like
somebody,
a father or something, but I don't know.
Well. With
and I guess with their family. It's a family-related thing, I think. Family-related. No.
Yeah, it's somehow family-related because her brother's there, and I guess they're going to put her brother Ben with Abigail now.
Yeah, I saw that. Hmm.
Well, with the way they get all these stories intertwined with each other, you just never know. She might have a connection with somebody there in Salem. You just never know. I mean, it seems like most of the characters
are... But they keep acting like they're running away from somebody, so why would they go to Salem? It sounds like they're running away from someone.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Oh, what did you think about Liam when he was watching Nicole burn the information about Kristen?
Oh,
yeah. Boy. I don't know what that. They never went any further with that, though, right?
Like, why was he? Why was he there watching Nicole when he? Like, if he's obsessed with Jennifer, why was he watching Nicole?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, I didn't get that.
Kind of odd to me. But.
He's going to blackmail Nicole. I believe he finds out. I believe he absolutely knows her secret, because I think in the weeks coming up, he's going to blackmail her into doing something. I don't know what it is.
Trying to
just,
break
just
in on
yet.
Oh, to help him.
Yeah. So that within itself is going to be interesting, because she's going to absolutely do it, because she doesn't want to lose Eric, but she's already lost him anyway, because when the truth comes out, and it will, I hope sometime this year, before this year's out, the truth will come out, and that'll be a done deal. Nothing Nicole does is ever justified. It's just selfishness on her ways that she thinks about things. So there's nothing. I like Nicole, I really do, but she's a saboteur. She's saboteur.
Yeah, I don't really like that they're bringing her down again.
I hate that they, you know,
they
made her
much,
hide that stuff from
Mary. Back down again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Wow.
So I guess if Nicole and Eric don't work out because of the secret, I guess maybe her and Daniel. I mean,
yeah.
That would be
I,
the
I'm
only good
Nicole
thing
and Daniel.
After,
talked about that earlier, Nicole and Daniel.
Yeah, I really like them together. So if, mm-hmm. if Eric and Nicole break up, put Daniel and Nicole together.
Then who would Eric be with? He'll get his collar back and be a monk or something. I don't know. I mean, I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they can do with Eric once the secret comes out, but
I actually like Barry. I just don't like that train wreck he with.
Yeah, Daniel and Jennifer don't work ever, ever, ever.
No, Daniel and Jennifer just, no, they don't work.
And all their storylines are all the same, someone trying to break them up, but it fails.
I mean, you know, when you think about it, it's they're trying to create another Jack and Jennifer, and it's not working because, I mean.
Yeah,
because
they act like this
Jennifer,
is a
they super went through
couple
everything.
That people want to see when it's not.
They went through everything together, and they still came back to each other. Now, it's just the same. It's the same foolishness, just with different people.
And what's annoying, everybody going around town saying how wonderful Daniel and Jennifer are when they're not wonderful at all. It's like the other characters on the show don't see how horrible that this couple is, but the viewers do see it. So.
Yeah, and Teresa, like I said, Teresa is like the voice of the fans. Everybody thinks you're a bitch. Everybody knows.
I don't like Teresa except for when she's hating on Jennifer. Then it's good, but I don't like Teresa the rest of the time.
No, I don't like Teresa. I don't know.
Did you see, like, Teresa was deleting Brady's phone numbers? Like, he was saying, oh, Chloe, delete. Melanie,
right.
Delete. Nicole, delete.
Right.
That's kind of demanding,
I don't know. They just don't. I don't think they just don't work together for me. I don't. I mean,
Teresa's bringing Brady down to her level, and her deleting the phones is just nasty.
And they just keep making him look like an idiot constantly. He's so clueless. He always has been.
Yeah, he's always been an idiot, but now he's even more of an idiot.
Idiot.
Wow. even
you
when,
don't agree?
Even
agree?
When the character, I don't know. Even when the character was played by Cal Louder, do you think he was still? I don't think they showed too much of him being like stupid.
No, back
stupid,
then he wasn't. No.
Well, he was
Carrie,
because Nicole was trying to break up him and Chloe, and he was kind of stupid then.
But I do prefer Eric Martzoff as Brady. I just really his version of Brady. Yeah.
He's a great recap.
Yeah, Brady. He was a great recap.
Like,
yeah.
That they've made him so stupid.
Wow.
Well, anybody have anything else to add?
Real quickly. Mm-hmm. Something about this interactive thing that Daisy is doing. Does that have anything to do with bringing characters onto the actual show after the interactive, or is it totally separate? It's something came out earlier this week with. The interactive type of thing,
that online thing with Greg Meng's doing that thing.
I
briefly heard a little bit about it. I didn't really him and Crystal Chappelle and Ken Corday.
Yeah, Ken Corday. Yeah, they're doing some online soap thing or whatever.
That's online, web series.
Except
they
say it's interactive somehow. I'm not sure. They didn't really say details about
it. Like with the fans, what do you get to pick, you know, how you want
to
happen?
Yeah, they said, like, the fans get to cast actors or something. I don't know how that works.
They can actually listen to the fans online. Well, they should just do that. They just do that on the air, you know, on TV. Listen to the fans. But, well, I don't know, something different, I guess. They don't listen to us now, so.
They care.
Yeah, like you
said,
the fans get to make casting and storyline decisions. So.
I bet you we should get Sean Douglas on that show. I mean, if it was up to the fans.
Oh, Sean Douglas, yeah.
I can't take it. Oh, please don't say that name. I can't function when you say we mention that man's name to me. I just cannot. I cannot.
What name?
It's a guy. Vargas.
John Douglas. Vargas.
What?
Vargas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. You got my attention.
Look at the bowling that Ken is doing.
Oh, man. I miss Vargas. I was just thinking about him today, as a matter of fact. Darn it.
Mm-hmm. I need to send him a tweet. I really do.
Hey, Carrie, is it premature to share your suggestion? Is Carrie still on?
Yeah. What was my suggestion?
What? That you text. There's a web series?
Oh, yeah. What was my suggestion?
That we should lobby for him to be cast on that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, most definitely. Yeah. Oh, I was thinking, with Sean and Zari Wildman. I mean, geez, if we get Matt Ashford on there, then holy cow.
Yeah.
They should.
You were telling me about Ken Corday is partnered with Crystal Chappelle or something, which I find incredibly odd, but oh well. Anyway, to do a web series. Carrie was, and they were saying they're going to, aren't they going to take suggestions for casting or something?
Yeah.
So we need to get on the Vargas bandwagon, and we all love, a lot of us love Valerie Wildman. She'd be another great addition to the cast. So whenever that contest or whatever comes out, we should really start a lot of.
What about Leanne Hunley?
Oh, sure.
Or maybe she should go to GA since Taylor's there.
I was all excited when I started reading this. I'm like, oh, this sounds great. Because, you know, Dave doesn't pay attention to what the fans want on the show because they never would have gotten rid of Matt Ashford or Sean Douglas or Teo or even, you know, Patrick and Christy. And so I thought, oh, this would be great. We could put, you know, some Dave's answers on it. Then I read the Christy Chappelle part. I'm like, oh, crap. I mean, seriously. People know I don't like Krista Chappelle, but I mean, she has a lot of experience with web shows, and they're all profitable, I believe. Yeah, and I'm not sure if all of them are still on. But it just, if she turns it into another Otalia, or she just puts a bunch of general Guiding Light people on there, I'm just not interested. You know, I don't need to see Otalia Part 4 now. You know what I mean? That doesn't interest me. So,
what I kind of would think, well, what I would like to see is I would like to see fans actually submit stories. We have a lot of, there are a lot of great writers out here.
Well, I think what I read from the thing is that it said that the fans get to make casting decisions and storyline decisions.
Well, they may get to make the storyline decisions, but will they be writing them? You know, who will be writing them? You know, I totally think, you know, if you're going to make this an interactive show, hey, there are tons of great writers out here thriving and wanting to get their work out there, you know.
Maybe they could get some of those fan fictions that some people do online, because I've heard those are interesting.
Yes. I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. Because the truth of the matter is, these writers are not going to be around forever. They're aging. So, what better way to bring in some new blood, so to speak? You know, bring in some fresh ideas and stuff like that. So I'm totally for that. So you know, I really hope that that someone of the powers that be is out there listening to this, whatever else. The fans don't lie. The fans don't lie. They will keep you very honest, because if you put BS out there, your show's not going to be on long. And that's just the truth. A lot of reason why Days made a lot of changes was because the fans were not happy. And so you got to keep your audience happy. So, you know, if it were up to me, I would love to hook up with people that you haven't even heard of. I mean, that's how you keep things fresh and vibrant, or whatever else. And there's nothing like young eyes. There's nothing like young eyes, because the older you get, the older folk, we tend to do things one way because it works for us. But, you know, yeah, sometimes you guys just step back and take some risks, take some challenges and stuff like that, and keep it moving. They should have brought Kimberlyn Brown on, because she's very capable of doing what Chrissy Chappelle is doing anyway. I've seen her do some stuff on YouTube, but I was blown away. I was absolutely blown away. She does a lot of character development work. I loved her. I prefer her over Chappelle anyway. That's just my opinion, but what do I know?
No, I think they should get new young writers.
Yes.
Assuming it's going to be all right, I think they're going to probably want something that's edgier than Days. So, and you know, not bring regular soap writers who are write things the same way they always have. Yeah, you know, bring some young, you know, find some new talent. That'd be great. But that's what they're doing with the actors. They want people to submit stuff. So, you know, they want, yeah, I'm assuming, we're all going to assume these people aren't going to be paid much. So that's another thing, too. But, you know, at least with Corday behind it and
there's some money behind it. So
I think I should send a tweet out. I think I'll probably do it tomorrow or something like that, and include Dave's their handle in there, saying that, you know, that they should, because you know, it would get a lot more people involved, and more people will watch if they have stories of stuff that really goes on. I mean, real life stuff. You know, TV has always been a form of therapy in some sense. That's why you have the drama, the comedy, and all of that stuff. And so, you know, just like you said, keeping things fresh. You know, when was the last time they did, like, infomercial of something, or of real serious issues, things that people really, really go through. You know, they had a golden opportunity with the Alzheimer's story, and it had so many holes in it. It had more holes in it than Swiss cheese. I mean, that's a gold mine. You know. Because my dad's going through something kind of like that, and it's so much stuff that is not seen with people that have those illnesses. You have diabetes, you get cancer, you get all of these things, and you know, when is the last time you've had those opportunities to do an infomercial or to bring light to something? Sierra and her whole bullying thing. They just touched on it. I mean, but, you know, have you gotten really deep invested into it? You know,
well, the bullying thing, that was kind of a plot point to put Hope and Liam, Aiden together.
Yeah. And so, you know, I'm kind of hoping, you know, I know that they're doing things that, I mean, that are in their minds fresh and contemporary and stuff like that, but, you know, I just, you know, they need to push it. They need to push it. They need to push it, push it, push it. You know, we should be scratching our heads every week wondering, you know, why is this going on? I swear, if I see another man take his shirt off, I mean, sex is a great thing, but there's more to that. I mean, is that all you're going to be to do? Is to get your ratings up? I mean, whatever else. Oh, you know, we can go watch days every time we turn somebody's got their shirt off, or whatever else. Well, what else you get? What else you get? You know, it's about having a complete package. At least that's what I want.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. But that's it. I'm done with this my rest for the week.
You're done? Okay.
I might take it from there. But yeah, no, I love y'all. Y'all my girls, son. I'm just saying that with a hashtag. Y'all my girls, honey.
Oh.
Y'all are my girls with a hashtag. I'm going to say Kenneth girls. Hashtag Kenneth girls.
There you go. I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know I love
y'all. Well, we love hearing from you.
Yes. And all your insights. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Well, I've been very opinionated, but that opinion nation that I have comes from being passionate about.
Oh, something
about,
I just thought of. Sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
Hear about what was it? Katie Couric's show got canceled and they're replacing it with some game show or something.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I
don't know if they're replacing it with
something
that,
stupid.
I heard that her show got canceled. And
yeah, like they can't put. It's so fun, but they are just putting boring game show reruns.
Mm-hmm. No. Not surprised.
Like, why watch Jeopardy during the day when you can watch it at night and online? I mean,
Who's going to want to DVR Jeopardy all the time?
Right.
How many questions can you answer on Jeopardy? I mean, that show is so old. I'm pretty sure they
can run out of questions.
The whole dictionary by now.
Well, I'm sure they can come up with something.
Oh yeah.
Like
it's been a long time.
Stuff. Like things that happened in the news recently and stuff like that, probably.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're playing this
stupid that they're putting a game show on. I mean, it's not going to get ratings. I mean, if Katie's show is not going to get ratings, reruns of game shows aren't going to get ratings. So
how can they cancel the Katie Couric show and they still got the Chew still on TV?
Apparently, it has higher ratings.
What kind
I don't know
bullshit
why,
is that?
Apparently the Chew has higher ratings. I don't know why, but
the Chew. If I want to see somebody
Chew
some food,
yeah,
I just saw food.
Oh my gosh, I can't even stand to watch the last 2 minutes that shows up on my DVR before General Hospital.
Before General Hospital, I know
I
it always comes on.
I cannot too even. I cannot even stand. I used to like Clinton Kelly on What Not to Wear with Stacey London. But on that show, that one lady, I can't. I mean, first of all, it just seems like the IQ level of the average IQ of the hosts has got to be pretty low. I don't know. They just seem phony and obnoxious. And I mean, seriously, if they're trying to get me to watch by putting that last
like
2 minutes on during the first part of PH. Yeah, it's like they're on steroids or something. I'm like, no. But, yeah, I don't get it either.
They dialed back a lot. But
I think it's probably because their competition, well, other than Dave's, is in some markets is, you know, the local news or something. I don't know, but
I don't know.
What's odd about the Chew is that there's basically five people on that show with absolutely no sex appeal at all whatsoever.
I know. They were like, I mean.
At least have someone on there who's hot that they could watch. But the one woman with the birth control glasses, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Which one?
You talking about Carla.
She's off the charts. She is off the charts.
Carla.
Yeah.
Her name Carla? Carla? Oh.
I don't know.
I like Carla. She's crazy. I really don't like any of them.
She's the one I kind of like the most.
That's
even the name of Chew sounds horrible. Even the name of Chew sounds horrible.
Yes.
It's basically the Chew, but with food. That's all it is.
I used to call it
you with
it's all about food, yeah.
When we were campaigning for the shows to not get canceled, I was I called it the Spew.
Who was Opal's son on My Children?
Oh, I don't watch that. Never have.
No, watch that.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
He used to come on the same time as Dave, and I never really got to see my children. I tried to watch a few times of it.
This is when they did the reboot, and it was on Oprah, the OWN network. I couldn't think of their boy's name. I said, oh, we need to try to scoop him up, bring him on over the days.
I didn't think Oprah put anything on her show on her network.
She did after the online stuff.
Really? I didn't know that.
Put it online, then Oprah picked it up.
She changed her mind. She saw all the dollar signs.
Uh huh. Yeah. Well, and the thing of it is, she should have just done it to begin with, and then there wouldn't have been that time lag for the people that had. That were fans of those two shows, you know, she should have jumped on that right then, and it would have brought.
Yeah, when it was originally canceled,
was,
she wanted nothing to do with it, and then.
Right, she actually badmouthed them. I remember that. If there was a penny more that the networks could have earned out of it, they wouldn't have canceled them. And I remember a lot of us got mad at the whole thing because I wasn't even currently watching AMC or One Life to Live, but. I still was, like, furious that they didn't. That would have been the perfect way to draw a captive audience to her failing network. Then she could have advertised for her other shows during the commercials and drawn more people in, you know? So fine if she did it after the fact, but that was, by then, the steam had kind of run out, you know? I don't know.
And then you would have never had that lawsuit to begin with.
Yeah.
Because the shows would have been bought and purchased and paid for.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And when you, and they would still be on right now. So, well, that takes out of her pocket.
Right.
Or maybe NBC should pick them up since Days is the only thing on during the day.
Well, I guess Days is on until at least 2016, so we'll see.
I hope it stays on
after
a
that.
Long time.
Yeah, I know. I hate to see it go.
But it seems to be doing well right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It seems to be.
Seems to be doing pretty well right now, huh?
Yeah, they're up from last year almost every week. So,
I think they need to put other things on around Days because they don't really have a lineup on NBC.
No, there's no lineup.
Like, all I get is Ellen afterwards, and that's it.
Well, before the show, I get Hoda and Kathy Lee. That's all I have.
Oh, yeah, the Today Show, with them, Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, my Days is on around here at 3 p.m. Eastern. I have no idea why, but it's at 3 p.m.
Yeah, it's funny because here, we're not that far. We're at 2 p.m. You get it at 3, right?
I get it at 1.
Yeah, if I had the Yellowstone channels, I would get it at 1 o'clock, but I only get the Pittsburgh channels now, so.
Maybe that's also why the two gets higher ratings, because Days is on at different times, and that's why the two gets higher ratings. I don't know, but.
Good thing.
Oh, there's one other thing I forgot to mention. Stefano hired that nurse to do Abigail's whole pregnancy thing. What was that about? Because it got me thinking that maybe Abigail is pregnant. I don't know, or maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, I think we discussed that, and it's like, that's kind of odd.
Well, that doctor said that she wasn't pregnant, and then she called up Stefano, and so maybe she lied and she really is pregnant.
That's what makes you think, but we're going
to
find out.
By
time?
By the time, until after the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't have any symptoms now, which is interesting. She's not puking,
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just to let us know that Stefano was, took care of it or something. I don't know.
Oh.
It's just kind of odd.
Stefano was not on Team E-Jabby, you know what I mean? Not that he would be on Team E-Jabby. So, it just seems like I don't understand Stefano. It could make more sense to keep E-Jane Sammy together, keep the kids together. They're all living under his roof. He's getting exactly what he wants.
Yeah, I thought that's what he wanted.
Because if Sammy and E-J split up, then then Sammy's going to move out with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand what that is.
And then, too, he already know if he's doing all this stuff behind the scenes, he already know what Nick doing. He know all this stuff, and yet he hasn't shut it down. That make sense to me.
Well, I still want Nick and Stefano to have scenes. I think those would be awesome.
Nick and Stefano, yeah.
We haven't had those scenes yet.
When is Teresa's sister coming on there?
I think it's next month, isn't it?
Is she coming before Kristen?
Yes, Kristen's August.
That's going to be interesting. That's going to be real interesting.
And Gabby's finally leaving next month, so.
Yes, thank the Lord.
You going to take Rafe with her?
I'm going to say Spanish.
I don't know, but have Gabby locked in jail for kidnapping Melanie and throw away the key.
Yeah. That, I wonder if that's, before she leaves, is that going to come out? I'm curious, you know. That has
I
to come
so,
out. Because
every
she...
now and then they bring it up, but then they drop it mm-hmm. again. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for that to happen. So.
And Sonny still knows about that, and that could come between Sonny and Will. Since
that could be something to come between Sonny and Will.
Sonny didn't tell Will about it. Of course, Justin said that for whatever legal reason, he couldn't mm-hmm. say anything. Which was kind of
Maybe he has an out there.
Hold on. How could, but Melanie didn't press charges, though. So, I mean, the whole thing just doesn't make any sense to begin with.
Well, Melanie left town before she could do anything anyway, so.
Well, the whole premise for leaving town was.
Melanie left because Nick came back to town and Chad beat him up.
But her leaving what was more because of Chad, not Nick, though.
Well, Chad beat up Nick. That's why she left.
Yeah.
So she didn't have time to find out about what Gabby did, that Gabby had her kidnapped.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't think Melanie found out about Gabby's involvement in the kidnapping. I think she just left because of Chad beating up Nick.
Oh, well, I think she did know. I think that came out. Oh God.
I mean, Chad knew about the kidnapping, but I don't think she did.
I seem to remember her knowing about it.
Yes, it was shortly after the explosion, if I'm not mistaken, and. I'm a little bit foggy on that, but
I just remember that guy that kidnapped Melanie died during the explosion, and then Chad found out shortly thereafter, and then he was going to tell Melanie, but then Gabby was like, oh, don't tell Melanie and stuff, and then when Nick came back, Chad beat him up, and then Melanie was like, I can't be the guy that beats up people just because she was married to Philip or whatever.
I'll never forget what Nick said to EJ. He told EJ, you know, EJ, you should never threaten someone that is smarter than you.
Mm-hmm.
I thought.
Well, why don't EJ just get Jeff Noe to get rid of Nick?
Yeah, it's just interesting. And those pictures that were taken will be showing up really soon. So,
they'll probably be at the Jimmy wedding.
And for some reason, I think more people know about Abby and EJ because Nick is not the one that delivers those pictures. Someone else does. If I'm not mistaken, if I get my facts correct. I could be wrong on that. I'm not really sure, but I'm just speculating. And I haven't seen his English friend around either. That whole thing right there. I'm kind of interested to know his involvement with Nick, because I don't think Nick is telling the truth about that guy. His English friend. I can't think of his name.
The bird watcher guy. Yeah.
Yeah. There's got to be more to that. How you just gonna show up? He hadn't been around. You know, I kind of makes you think that the whole thing wasn't set up to begin with, because right after they disposed of the body, he was right there. He was right there. So.
Yeah, the bird watcher found
Nick,
got him out of the water.
Yeah.
And I guess nursed him back to health or whatever, but yeah.
Yeah, that's just weird.
The bird watcher was trying to find birds with his binoculars and stuff, and then he ran into Gabby, Kate, and Sammy, and they lied about why they were there, and then he saw them push Nick in the water. And then he got him out of the water.
But see, that's not that. What is his invested interest because when Nick went to the bargaining table, he had the bird watcher and him a job. So I just think that's just more to that, because what does the bird watcher has nothing. I mean, he has nothing to gain. That's the game. That's nothing to lose. I mean, he's just maybe just an ally for Nick. But why is he there? He hadn't been there later because we hadn't saw him. But
I think
he's just
do gooder, and he wants Nick to be fine or whatever, because he saw them pushing Nick in the water.
I don't know. It's gonna be interesting no matter what happens.
We got a few minutes left. Okay, so can
okay.
You okay?
Yeah,
I'm through.
You
Fred,
guys ready? Fine. Okay.
Yeah, I'm
ready.
I can't think of anything else.
Yeah, it was mostly the wedding, which was good. So.
Mhm.
Yeah.
Yep.
No drama this time.
See what happens next week.
Yeah. Would have been better if Vivian showed up, but whatever.
Huh?
Aww. Alrighty.
Okay, yeah.
Well, take care,
see
everybody.
Everybody next week.
Bye-bye.
Booches, girls. Bye-bye. Love you, girls.
Love you.
Bye, Kenneth.
Bye, Kenneth.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye,
everyone.
Bye.
Got right here on my heart.
Behave.
Good night.
All right, I will.
Sure.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Good night.